Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Friday, the 3rd of July, recording at 4:55 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Earlier than usual, but the U.S. markets are closed today because of the holiday, the July 4th holiday. Enjoy it, those of you who are celebrating it. Now, this being Friday, this is the big picture long-term outlook at the various asset classes, but first let's have a quick review of what's happened in the last week. Global stock markets, they've been on the defensive for the most part. In Asia, you could say it's more ranging activity overall, and then in China has been very strong. Wall Street and some of the other OECD stock markets are a little bit closer to the lower side of their current narrow trading ranges once they fanned out of those orderly uptrends from the March lows. And elsewhere, long-dated government bonds, a little bit of profit-taking shown in here today, except for gilts, which are slightly firmer. The U.S. dollar is a wee bit firmer following yesterday's rally, but it's pretty quiet here today. And ditto in the commodity markets, although the industrial metals are a little softer here today, the agriculturals that are trading are also a little bit softer as well. And crude oil down 63 cents as I speak at 66.10. Okay, so what's going on here in terms of the big picture? Well, the global stock market scene, I maintain, is in a reactive phase, and there is a real possibility that this spills over into a correction. It's hardly the end of the world. That happens in market recoveries. But it will affect different markets in different ways, I suspect. First off, let's take the good news. The Fuller Money themes, I mean, these have absolutely surged since their October-November lows. They are currently overextended and reacting, which is hardly a surprise. The one exception to that is China. China has continued to push higher. In the last 2-3 days, it has begun to accelerate. So I suspect that this will be unsustainable beyond the short term, next week or two at most. Here would be my guess. Sometimes accelerations can go on for a bit longer, particularly if it gets a little bit of a small pause and reaction. But the important thing is China's getting overextended. It will be due for a reaction and consolidation. Psychologically, I think that will affect most stock markets. Now, there are many stock markets that we are interested in, but I'm really focusing right now mostly on, I keep an eye on as many as I can, but I'm focusing mainly on China and Wall Street because they both have the leash effect. Psychologically, the economic recovery hopes of the world are vested in China. We look for in that region for good news, and we've seen plenty of it. And we're also seeing some overheating beginning in the property market. If we wake up in the middle of the night with serious worries, very often it's related to the U.S. economy, which has been shocking for quite some time, and those problems are going to linger for a long time overall. So these two stock markets, with China leading and Wall Street lagging, they're the ones that will have the big influence on investor sentiment generally. And Wall Street is looking at the lower side of its trading range over the last month or so, and a close below 885, as I've mentioned before, on the S&P index. Would lead to a further deterioration in sentiment, and we would see additional weakness generally. I think that's a fairly high risk. I've been saying this on a daily basis. I think it's a fairly high risk that we do see this deeper reaction, quite possibly coming into or growing into a correction, which by my definition is a longer, bigger, a bit bigger than a reaction. So lasting. How long would it last? I would not expect it to extend beyond October, and it could end earlier. But what also needs to be said or repeated is that, as I've mentioned it in the past as well many times, is that Wall Street and most of the other OECD stock markets have not completed base formations. And if you haven't completed a base formation, then for many people who are observing, they will feel they have not confirmed base formations. What would Wall Street have to do to confirm a base formation? Well, it would have to close above the 1,000 level, sustain a move above the 1,000 level. And that's over 100 points away. Right now, I think that's highly unlikely without a prior base extension phase, which is likely to take place near current to lower levels overall. Again, I've mentioned this many times, so I'm not going to repeat all that. The background of a softer global stock market environment would certainly push. Not least in China, would certainly push talk of eventual central bank tightening further into the background, and it is just not a prospect anytime soon for the OECD economies. And by anytime soon, I think we're very unlikely to see any serious talk of raising interest rates. In the OECD economies before the end of this year, and it may be considerably longer. I do expect monetary policy tightening to most likely be led by China when it occurs, as happened in the last cycle. That makes sense. China's got the strongest growth rate, and it certainly has the strongest property market. Here right now, and it has one of the strongest stock markets, and those stock market valuations are moving upwards. I posted a PER, price earnings ratio chart today. It's up to 31. So I think that we'll see China leading the eventual monetary policy change. That will be a lead indicator for both China and all other markets. When we do see that, then I think we need to start planning our exit strategies from stock markets. Meanwhile, I think that the only reason that I would have to get out would be if I felt something was so overextended that a big reaction was a no-brainer. If you look at China's last bull market cycle, for instance, it had a couple of reactions and one bona fide correction, but they don't look all that much like all that much in terms of the overall upward trend, although they concerned people, they were of concern at the time. Industrial metals. If we get a pullback in the stock markets, I would expect to see less speculation in the metal markets. I'm talking now about the industrial metals, and they could well see some additional base extension, but the big move I do feel is on the upside, and they've seen quite a decent recovery, albeit from very, very depressed levels. China buying's been a big factor. I certainly wouldn't count on that occurring every month, and the immediate demand may be sated, but. This is a supply and elasticity eventually meets rising demand theme, and I think the demand will rise next year, if not this year. And what else to mention? Crude oil, probably in a reaction right now, and we need that. The global economy needs that, I should say. because I think if we start seeing crude oil push above $75, with every additional dollar, that's going to be an increasing headwind for the global economy. And that would have implications, and it would concern, it would certainly be of concern to central banks, and it would be a tax on both consumer spending in the oil importing countries, and we've had plenty enough energy taxes already. And it would also be a tax on corporate activity as well. So that needs to be watched. But I think at the moment that's going to be in a reaction and consolidation phase. Precious metals, I feel that they're in an accumulation zone. In other words, well, I've said it for Owen and I've said it on so many occasions over the last decade that nearly that these are best purchased if one is inclined following setbacks rather than on rallies. But with the with support still under pressure or even eroding in the case of silver, it's would be premature to say that they have seen their reaction lows. See my piece on gold yesterday in terms of timing of its overall cycles, because we're approaching the interesting period for gold. This is still a sleepy period, but the last big advances started in September, and gold has already commenced the 17th month of its ranging consolidation pattern, and the previous long consolidations lasted just about that length of time as well. So we should see an interesting resolution here, either up or down. I think it's more likely to be upwards. But I do expect one way or another fairly significant move from precious metals in the in the third and fourth quarter. And I think that's pretty much it here on a somewhat quiet week overall. So I will just keep it short and say all the very best to all of you. Enjoy your weekend. Owen's back on Monday.